Are your distributions of your investments a reflection of your distributions of your knowledge, experience, and expertise?
Hello and welcome to the Remarkable CEO Podcast, a show dedicated to chiropractors who want to transform their job into a business so that they can have a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one. With your hosts, Dr. Pete Camiolo and Dr. Stephen Franson.
What's up, Remarkables? Welcome to another episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast. I'm Dr. Stephen Franson.
And I'm Dr. Pete Camiolo.
Hey, lucky you. You just found yourself at the beginning of a conversation about money. We're going to talk about money. So no money, no mission. So let's talk about how do we optimize that incredibly limited resource of money. We talk about time, energy, focus, and money, right? Today we're going to talk about, hey, how do I optimize the money that I do have available so I can increase the amount of money that I do have available, right? So ultimately, money is electricity. It's the oxygen from the machine. We want to make sure that we're investing our business and leveraging that limited resource to make sure we get the greatest return so that we continue the cycle of increasing our impact and our income. Dr. Pete, it's such a critically important conversation. Today, I want to answer the question. It's like, okay, so I'm a business owner. I'm a chiropractic business owner, and I've got $10,000 or I've got $25,000 or I got $100,000. Like, what should I do with my money right now? What's the best use of my money? How do I invest my money right now?
Yeah, Doc, this is such an important conversation because hopefully, you know, as you continue to add more value, you are capturing more value. And these are the right questions to be asking. And you got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. And so, Dr. Stephen, we're going to talk through, I think, what we face are the questions that we've been getting. And, you know, you specifically brought up a few examples. It's like, hey, these questions have come up even more frequently and regularly. It's like, where should I be investing my money as a chiropractor right now? And that's what we want to get into. So there's a lot of places you can invest. And so, Doc, I'm going to just kind of walk through a few questions. And I think where we really want to land is really defining what does it even mean, you know, to invest well and do this right. So there's a lot of opportunities, Dr. Stephen, as you know, we are faced with, whether, like you said, it's 10,000, you got 100,000, wherever you find yourself, north or south of that, this is a conversation we want to have because we want to be wise. We want to be good stewards of that which we've been entrusted with. We want to demonstrate the capacity to manage that well. So this is a really important conversation, actually. And, you know, we want to make sure that you continue to grow and expand, and you are putting yourself and your family and those that you work with in a great position, a better position than when you started. And this all comes back to this investment role. We talk about, Dr. Stephen, your role as an owner-operator, your ascension into a CEO, and then from a CEO into an investor. So this is really that working above the business conversation. This is one of the conversations that CEOs, it's very important to have. So I'm just eager to have this conversation today, Dr. Stephen.
So disclaimer, neither one of us, we're not giving financial advice, right? So we're not giving investment advice, okay? We're not certified financial planners or, you know, this is for educational purposes only. I guess for legal reasons, I have to say that out loud, you know? So this is for educational purposes only. And these are our opinions and insights after, you know, running businesses ourselves combined of over 50 years, multiple businesses, probably 20 between the two of us, and having the privilege of leading different organizations and coaching and consulting for countless thousands of businesses, right? So here's an observation. Plus, both of us show up to this conversation with as students, right, of this space, right? So not masters, but students of the space, and share with you what we are learning, and not just learning, but implementing and putting in place, right? So we never teach anything we're not doing, right? So at the end of the day, answering the question, what would I do with that money, right? So it's probably a great way to frame this conversation, Dr. Pete.
I think it's great. So Dr. Stephen, we obviously all know about the stock market, right? That's that's something that's out there. We know about real estate, right? This is something that we hear a lot about as chiropractors. And then more recently, we've heard a lot more about things like crypto and cryptocurrencies and all of that. And then, you know, there's opportunities that many of us are faced with. on the regular basis to get into this business or another business, and everybody's approaching you because they can see you're an entrepreneur, and they can see you're moving and shaking. And so it's very attractive to somebody who has opportunities, and you're going to have opportunities continue to come your way. So Dr. Steven, I want to start there. Just looking at these options to invest, like where should we be investing? You know, as chiropractors, those are options that are out there. And then of course there's another option, which is in your business. So I want to spend just some time talking about, you know, maybe expectations from return on investment, what you've seen and what we've experienced as we've, you know, observed over the last few decades. And then, you know, what we believe to be the best possible investment as well. So let's jump in.
That's great. So, you know, again, I'm going to come at this from the perspective of not where should you spend your money or invest, but where do I? You know, I respect the fact that people are going to have different levels of number one, people are going to have different definitions of success, right? So people are going to have different vision stories, those vision stories are going to have different requirements and need, you know, vision stories for the most need to be funded. So I'll just respectfully say that, right? So I'm also going to recognize that we're all unique individuals who have unique risk profiles, just risk tolerance profiles. Like, so ultimately we would never want to compromise our peace of mind, right? So that's the fastest way to screw this up is to have yourself so stressed out that your physiology primes your performance drive your outcome. So, right. So we want to protect your state, right? So that's an important part. And I'm always taking that into account, right? So, and then I also think that there's some laws of the jungle, some premises that I follow that just resonate with me, you know? So I have people that I follow that I'm students of, that I just appreciate them and I align with them and their philosophy resonates and aligns with mine. So I'm a big, you know, I love Warren Buffett. I mean, it's easy to say, oh yeah, you're the most successful guy in history. You listen to it. Oh yeah. But like, do you really like listen to them? Do you really, you know, when they talk about how do they choose to invest and they direct their investments? I mean, understanding like there's some rock solid foundational elements around, you know, a lot of like what Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett will teach. There's these concepts that are really laws of the jungle. Right? Like rule number one, lose money. Rule number two, consult rule number one, right? So how do you choose your investments? Choose investments based on, you know, where your expertise is. Like, do you have knowledge? Do you understand it? If you don't understand the investment, don't make it, right? So if you don't understand and know the industry, don't invest in it, right? So look for fair deals and a good business, right? So those are laws of the jungle, right? So I appreciate the concept of the buy and hold and leveraging the power of time, right? Compounding interest over time. It's a dynamic. It's a phenomenon, right? It's a phenomenon, right? So there's not a lot of things that are as powerful as compounding, the compound effect of time, right? So don't just know these things. You can say these things. Knowing is not doing. You've got to recognize that, okay, I understand what that means. And I actually practice that, right? So, you know, these are just some of the granite bricks in my foundation, if you will, Dr. Pete, right? So I also love the perspectives of, like, I don't agree with everything Dave Ramsey says, but I do love so much of what he teaches. And one thing that he teaches that really resonates with me is, what should you be invested in? Like, if you look across your portfolio and you look at it like a pie chart and you look at like percentages of your pie chart, where are your investment dollars? Like, where are your assets, right? So ask yourself, is your distribution of investments, if we look at the slices of the pie as percentages, are your distributions of your investments a reflection of your distributions of your knowledge, experience, and expertise? Right. So I find that to be very convicting. It's a great construct to be able to say. It's like, number one question, is the stock market a good investment? Yes. Okay. Next question is the stock market a good investment for me? I don't know, right? So is this particular business or stock or fund the right one for me? I don't know. Like, you go deeper and deeper. Is the timing right for this investment? I don't know. Like, there's different questions. Like, it's not a question of is it a good investment or a bad investment. It's a very personal thing, right? So again, back to the risk tolerance piece of it, right? So is real estate a great investment? The answer is yes. If you know what you're doing, if it's the right investment, if the timing is right, if your timeline is right, because it's pretty illiquid, right? So it's like, if you have the tolerance of being able to ride out a 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 year market, right? If, right? So that's my point is like, if you looked at the, if you're looked at your portfolio of assets as a pie chart, does the percentage of your holdings represent your areas of expertise and knowledge and experience, right? So I love that because for me, you know, I can audit myself and say, I do have diversified holdings. I'm in the market, S&P 500 index funds. I'm in treasury bills, you know, my whole life insurance. I'm probably too high in real estate, but the real estate that I own are homes that I use and live in. It's not a business for me, right? So it doesn't mean that that's not a good idea to be in real estate as a business, but I don't have the knowledge base and the experience. You know, could I invest, in syndicates and outsource that? Yes. But still, this is like, are there better ways to do it? And it's based on like, what is your knowledge and what is your expertise, right? So, and then, you know, I look at my businesses, right? So my businesses represent 80 to 85% of my knowledge and my experience and my expertise. I know business. So that's where most of my, if not almost all of my investment today goes into my businesses. I invest in my businesses. We can unpack why and the percentages of return behind all of those, but just like in my decision-making process, yes, I have diversified my investments over time. And is diversification a good idea? It is a good idea for almost everyone. Okay. But I like great ideas. And I love what Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett say about diversification. They say diversification is a hedge against ignorance. In other words, if you diversify when you don't really understand what you're doing and you try to spread out your risk all over the place, right? So think about that phrase. Diversification is a hedge against ignorance. Not stupidity, it's just ignorance. I just don't know, right? So for me, I hear that and I'm like, man, I love to overlap Dave Ramsey's comment about your investment portfolio being a reflection of your expertise portfolio. And then understanding that wherever I'm diversified, the diversification is the hedge against ignorance, right? So those two things tell me where I should be moving and plowing my money into in the future is a place where I have my expertise, I have my experience, and most importantly, I have influence.
Yeah, it's really good, Doc. It's really helpful. You know, I think the first thing that you said, and I think I'm going to go back to it, is that you are a student, that we are students, that we're learners, right? So you included as a listener, you know, by no means, you know, are you an expert or do we expect you to be an expert? But we should be a student. So we need to be students of this. We need to have an understanding of, you know, we need to have our business, you know, acumen. And this is part of that business acumen is understanding, you know, how to invest the money. So this goes underneath that part of your role and the area of having certainty in this area. So number one is being a student, a learner, which was clearly communicated. Number two is that we have experts that we trust, that we can leverage, that, you know, you don't have to be the expert, but you should have an expert that you can consult with and that you can, that will help you achieve your goals based on what your vision story is and what success looks like to you. Again, this goes back to the beginning, which is starting with your vision. What does success look like to you? And be careful what your definition of success is because you'll spend your lifetime investing in it, really. Right? You're going to be investing into that vision of success. And that's really important. So making sure that you surround yourself with wise counsel and you have that in your life so that you can make wise investments. And then I love the investing in the areas of where you have knowledge and expertise. When you look at the portfolio, your diversified portfolio is the majority of where you're investing in the area where you have knowledge and expertise and how that is just a very good, that's great wisdom. It's great, great truth right there. So Dr. Steven, I want to unpack just a little bit this idea that last part, which is investing in your area of knowledge and expertise, which is actually in your own business. And I think this is going to be very helpful just to help our, you know, docs, everybody who's listening, understand what does that mean to invest in your business? And how do we do that? How do we prioritize that? And there are specific investments and there's ways to invest in your business. And really, we've all heard that. I mean, I grew up in chiropractic and then from the earliest day of becoming a chiropractor, heard, you know, it's best to invest back in your business. But no one ever explained what that meant. That was the end of the statement. It stopped right there.
Let's talk about that.
So
I love what DeMartini says, invest in your inspirations, not your desperations. So if you're inspired by business, this is going to be an inspiring conversation, right? So, you know, let's have this conversation in light of that, right? So because, you know, at the end of the day, you can invest in the stock market, index funds, S&P 500, and see a return. And if you can play the long game, you'll almost, there's no guarantees, right? There's no guarantees. But if the last 100 years is an indicator, you know, you're going to see on average the last 100 years, the average return on the stock market is just over 10%, 10.54% in the last 100 years. And if you look at the last 10 years, it's even better. It's 12%. So S&P 500 has returned on average year over year, 12%. In the larger scheme of things, that's a great return, right? On your money. That's great. Okay. So again, I'm not saying don't be in the market. I don't know if I'd put money in the market right now, but I'm so glad Will and I went in on the market for the last 25 years, like 20 years ago, we really went in, right? So I'm very glad. So, you know, hey, hindsight's 2020, right? So hindsight's 2020. I'm by no means a genius when it comes to like investing in the marketplace. I'm not representing that at all, right? So I have geniuses in my life that help me and are my managers, right? So my fund managers and my financial advisors, they're geniuses, right? So I use my money to buy their time, energy, focus, talent, genius, right? So that's leverage. I do leverage experts around me, but right now am I directing funds into that? No. Even though 12% return in the last 10 years is excellent. Or real estate. Real estate, you know, if you looked at the last 20 years in the United States, real estate is going to give you a return somewhere between 12 and 20%, depends on what kind of real estate you're in. Okay. So it's a broader range because there's all kinds from personal real estate, residential to multi-door residential to commercial. There's all kinds of real estate. So you're going to see different ranges there depending on what kind of investment you're in. So let's call it 15%, which is awesome, right? It's a great return on your money, right? So certainly a hedge against inflation, right? So, but then, you know, it's, you got to have the chops, you got to have the gut to be able to tolerate, you know, the wild ride that real estate can be, right? So fortunes, all the fortunes in the United States have been made in real estate. I get it, but there are also some fortunes to be lost in real estate, and it's up and down, right? It's all over the board. But you know, let's call it 15%, which is great. If the law of averages applies here, it's pretty much illiquid, you know. So when you put your money in there, it's in there, right? So you just got to be able to ride it out. So it's good. Is it a good idea? Yep, it's a good idea. I probably am lopsided with the amount of real estate of my assets that are in real estate, but it's because of the value of homes. So that's kind of throws my ratio off, right? But I don't look at them as investments. These things are, they're appreciating assets, but they ain't cash flowing because I'm not renting them, right? So it's not an appreciating asset that cash flows, right? So I don't think of it as an investment because God knows I spent a lot of money on it, right? So, but I love it, right? So, and I invest in my inspirations, not my desperation. But 15%, it's a good number. So if we're going to be comparing apples to apples here, I want to just everybody have this sort of grounding conversation around, what do you mean by investing in my business? Well, you invest in the market, it's going to get you 12% return. You invest in real estate, it's going to get you 15% return. If you invest in your business, it's going to get you 150 to 200% return on your money. So I'm talking about on the other side of sunk cost, you're an established business. If you invest money into your business, you should expect 150 to 200% return on your money. They call it a 1.5 times to 2 times return on your money is what you expect for the money you put in to your business to grow your business. Don't get lost in that number. Well, 1.5 times or 2 times, 2x return on your money is 150% to 200%. So getting back to our first question, Doc, I've got $10,000. What should I do with it? Right? What would I do with it? I would invest in my business. Because do you want a 12% return, Dr. Pete, or a 15% return, or 150 to 200% return by investing in something that you own, that you know, you understand, and you can influence? Hey, Remarkables, Dr. Stephen Franzen here. Are you ready to take your practice systems to the next level, grow your practice, and increase your profit? Would you like to have your team immersed in a high-energy, inspiring environment where they're trained and skilled up in the complete TRP system? Well, I got great news. It's that time of year again. It's time for the Remarkable Conversion and Retention Immersion. It only happens one time a year in the US and once in Australia. It's June 7 and 8 in Nashville, Tennessee, and June 28 and 29 in Sydney, Australia. It's a comprehensive training on the complete Markable practice building system. We cover everything. Day 1, 2, 3, 4, week 1, 2, 3, 4, month 1, 2, 3, 4, year 1, 2, 3, 4, patient conversion and retention. We cover the entire system. What would it feel like to see your patients eagerly start, happily follow your recommendations, and stay under care because they want chiropractic care? This is the best bang for your buck in training all year. Register your team now at theremarkablepractice.com or find the link in the show notes below. Join us for a jam-packed 2 full days of intensive training for chiropractic teams that want to grow their practice and increase their profit. June 7 and 8 in Nashville, Tennessee, and June 28 and 29 in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, I mean, the question is pretty straightforward here, but I think it's valuable for us to understand, and I appreciate, you know, differentiating the three as you have, and that they all are valuable investments. And as you said earlier, the question, you know, is this a good investment? Yes. Is this a good investment for me? I don't know. Right. And that's something that you have to be able to answer based on, you know, your current position, your current goals and what you're trying to accomplish. And so, Dr. Steven, I think you and I are equally as passionate about reinvesting back in our businesses, because we believe that that's, without maybe knowing these numbers, we innately knew this is the best ROI that we can get. And it historically has been, it's been proven over and over again. And so what my challenge was and always has been is, if you don't know how to reinvest back in your business, not knowing what that means, that's the biggest challenge. And we find this because we'll talk to doctors, we'll meet with CEOs who maybe haven't had a framework for this. They don't have an actual plan here when it comes to this. This is about financial plan. So you have a financial plan for your personal life, financial plan for your business. So we've identified 4 areas, Dr. Steven, where we need to prioritize investing back in our business. So we're going to unpack what those mean here now. It's really important that as CEOs, you understand this. And, you know, some of this you're going to say, wow, I knew that already. But so it's like, man, I actually didn't think through that. Now I actually have a framework to work with. And that's what we want to give you. We want to give you frameworks that you can operate a construct to work within, knowing that each one of you is in a very maybe unique place. So Dr. Steven, there's 4 areas that we're going to focus on investing in your business. And these are the areas that for all of us right now, we want you to look at your business currently and say, where are you at? And how are how are you stacking up in regards to these 4 investments?
That's right. So I so appreciate you pushing in on that, Dr. Pete, because, you know, in the Remarkable Practice, you know, we pride ourselves in being more aha than rah-rah, right? Like, I want to make sure that people understand and appreciate that. It's like, we want you to, you know, understand the big idea and get excited about the big idea. And it's like, okay, great. Now, practically, how do we make that happen? So that's what the second half of this conversation is going to be about, right? So we're not going to just leave you with like, oh yeah, just invest in your business. Like, okay, great, guys. And so please help me. Give me the paint by numbers version of that. Like, what does that look like? So you also opened up with the concept of like, this is your opportunity to take that third tier approach to your business where you're not working in your business. Well, working on your business, you're working above your business, and you're taking this perspective of an investor, right? So you're creating this asset, this enterprise valued asset. This is a appreciating asset that's cash flowing for you. I said, you're an investor, right? So that's how you think about this in this conversation. And it's super contextual, right? We're having a business owner's conversation, right? So that context. And I want you guys to start discerning when you get information that's just kind of blasted out to the world, that let's not forget that you're a chiropractor, right? Which means you're different, right? So you're a business owner. So that means you're different, okay? So I just want to make sure that when you hear, you take in all information, because everyone has something to learn, right? We learn anything from everyone. And it's just like, there's something to learn here, but always have your antenna up to be able to say, is that the best advice for me, right? So for example, you'll hear people say, oh yeah, whole life insurance is just too expensive. It's like, okay, it is expensive. Okay. And it is too expensive for some people, but is that true for you? Like, as a business owner, like, whole life insurance has advantages to it, right? So, you know, do you like this concept of infinite banking and banking on yourself? And is it a tool that may be expensive to establish, but once you have it, you're like, oh man, this totally makes sense to me. And if you're looking for an in and out investment for a 3 to 5 year window, it's not the right thing. But if you're like, I want to buy my peace of mind, I want to buy my ability to bank on myself, I want to buy my wealth in the future, great. If you have the long view of this investment and you're a business owner, it does make sense, right? So I'm not telling you that this is what you should do. I'm telling you this is why I did what I do, right? So it's just like, this is the perspective. I want you to pick up on what we're laying down here, which is showing up with frameworks, having operational constructs so that you do not operate emotionally here. If you start operating emotionally, he says, she says, I feel, you're already screwed. Okay. Hmm. So you just have to recognize that. So let's lay down a construct for like, well, okay, I got it, Doc. I want to invest in my business 150 to 200% return. I like that. I was excited about the 9% I was seeing in my index funds right now, but wow, 150%? Really? Yeah, really. Right. Yeah, really. Sit with your accountant, sit with your bookkeeper. You know, I sit with my CFO and he helps me understand and appreciate these things. And it's like, listen, take a breath, man. Lean in, push. This business is a success. Like, lean in and wring the towel, bro. Like, get the return on the investment, right? So I want you to do this with confidence. Dr. Pete and I want one thing for you. We want outcomes and we want you to behave boldly. But we want you to behave with confidence, right? So when you behave with confidence, you're not just on your instincts. You're one part gut, two parts data. So take this data. So here are the four things we want you to be thinking about. So number one is peace of mind. Okay. So like I said, your peace of mind, your state drives your physiology. Your physiology primes your behaviors and your performance. Your performance drives your outcomes. So we want to protect our state, right? Peace of mind. First thing we do is we invest in a peace of mind account. Okay. So I love what DeMartini says, as I quoted before, invest in your inspirations, not your desperations. Everybody knows what a rainy day fund is. Rainy days don't inspire me. Okay. Peace of mind is one of our core values that inspires me. So I'll invest in peace of mind. Okay. So I use that word invest, and you hear me lean in on it, because it means that I'm buying my peace of mind. And that means I don't play games with myself. I don't tell stories. I take that money and it goes into a lockbox and I don't touch it. That goes into a jar with a tight cap on it that says, if in case of emergency, break glass. That's what I'm talking about, is you set that money aside. It ain't yours. You get one of two things. You either get that money or you get the peace of mind. You don't get both. Okay. It's no, don't play games. I've got the slush fund that I dip in and out of and there's enough in there. No, that's not what we're talking about. Okay. We're talking about buying, transactionally buying peace of mind by locking down that money and saying that is there in case it hits the fan. Okay. That's peace of mind. And you want to have 60 to 90 days OPEX or operating expenses for your business in that jar. Okay. That's your goal. It might take you a year, 2 years, 10 days, 10 years together, whatever. Your goal is to get to 90 days OPEX. Okay. That's where you bought peace of mind. Okay. Concurrently, you want to be investing in growth. Okay. So growth is going to be first and foremost marketing, right? So making sure that you are marketing your business. Now, business best practices, as we've taught here many times in the Remarkable CEO podcast, is to allocate 8 to 12% of your top line revenue goal. So the goal, where you want to end up in a given period of time, 8 to 12% of your top line revenue goal, which would include the salaries of those dedicated marketing or lead generation people on your team. That's how you get to the 8 to 12%, right? So if you want to learn more about that, you guys use the search function on the inside of our website on the podcast page. You can unpack all of these elements because I know we're going quickly. But marketing, you want to market, you want to invest in fuel to go in the rocket to get you to the moon, right? So you have got to commit those monies and intelligently invest those monies. The third place is in team development, okay? And P.S., you're on the team. Stop saying it's me and my team, okay? You're on the team. You're the leader of the team, right? So this is developing yourself. This is your training, coaching, equipping, developing yourself and your team. It's the best money you'll ever spend. I love what Hormozy says. It's the S in me 500, right? So it's invest in yourself and develop yourself, right? So that's the best money you're ever going to spend. And frankly, marketing is a distant second, a distant second. Everybody loves to spend money at marketing, and they're really hesitant to spend their money on their training, equipping, coaching, developing their people. Best money you're going to spend, best ROI. Again, it's 8 to 12%. It's tough to get to 12%, honestly. So I personally, the way I operate, 8%. Okay, 8% of my top line revenue goal, invest in coaching and developing and training myself and my team. And I do 12% as the goal for top line revenue for our top line revenue goal for the marketing piece of it. And then there's distributions, which is this profit left over. It's like, how do you distribute your profits, right? So you can distribute them in, there's a couple of ways you can. Number one is in bonus system. Number two is distributions of profits to yourself. And number three is investing in the growth of your business. And that may mean adding another associate doctor or adding a digital marketing team, or maybe I'm redirecting those money into acquisitions. I buy practices and start doing growth through acquisition. Dr. Pete, this is taking the profit and choosing what to do with the profit. Do I pocket it? Yes, that's a great idea. Distributable cash, I love it. And or do I use it to energize my team through incentives and bonus programs? And or do I invest in growing the business by reinvesting in my business and bringing on the next expert to create greater capacity, maybe actually physically buying growth by acquiring other businesses, specifically chiropractic businesses? I'm a big fan of that. Growth through acquisition. So at the end of the day, gang, what we know is we want to invest in our inspirations, not our desperations. If you are inspired by chiropractic and you're inspired by the fact that you've taken the risk, you've made the investment, you've created an environment where you can create value, add value, deliver value, and capture value, the best place to invest your money today, in my opinion, if you would ask me, what do I do with my money? As I turn around and I invest it in a place where I have the most impact and the most influence, and it's in the best return on my investment is investing in my business.
Chiro Matchmakers will help you find the right person for the job. If you're looking to hire the ideal chiropractic assistant, Chiro Matchmakers will help you find the specific person missing from your team so that you can get back to using your talents to serve more people. Or if you're looking to hire the ideal associate doctor, CMM can help. Chiro Matchmakers helps chiropractors like you find the ideal associate doctor to unlock your practice potential and get you the freedom that you desire. To learn more, go to chiromatchmakers.com.
Please stick around for more business insights from this week's bonus interview with our remarkable success partner, dedicated to helping you more successfully help more people. Enjoy.
Hey, Remarkable CEOs. This is Dr. Eric DiMartino. I am a TRP coach, and I'm excited that we're joined in studio today with Dr. Jason Green from Simplified Functional Medicine. Simplified Functional Medicine is one of our remarkable success partners, and we're so appreciative of them because, like all our success partners, they help our doctors serve more people. They provide the services our doctors need to get out to reach more people and expand the chiropractic impact into our community. So thank you, Dr. Jason, for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Dr. Eric. I appreciate it. Excited to be here in front of the audience and to share our message and help more doctors help more patients.
Love it, man. Love it. So tell our listeners, tell who are you and what does your company do?
Yeah, so I am, my name is Dr. Jason Green. I'm a chiropractor. I'm out of the greater Philadelphia area. My business partner is Dr. Andrew Wells, is out of North Carolina, Dr. Chad Woldner out of Boise, Idaho. We formed about 3 years ago, we formed a business called Simplified Functional Medicine. And it stemmed from having tried functional medicine in a couple practices and realizing the complexity that's involved with functional medicine, but yet the overwhelming need to help our patients with a truly holistic methodology for getting them better. And so we recognize that chiropractic is a vitalistic, holistic treatment strategy. And a lot of times people look at it as a mechanical treatment strategy, unfortunately. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to synergize some solution packages that chiropractors and holistic practitioners can plug in and install in their practice and deploy without interrupting what they do on day in and day out basis. So really it's designed to, even though you can run it yourself as a business owner, as a CEO, it's really designed for your team to be run. So we take your team by the hand, we onboard your teammates, non-licensed, licensed teammates, whoever you want to run the program, and we help you get patients better faster and help them stay better longer.
Great. And so, you know, as we always tell in our CEO docs that we want to have more impact, but we don't want it to be coming out of our time and our energy as much as possible. We want to leverage ourselves, right? Leverage is a huge word we use with our CEOs. And so you said that the team can do it. So is this something that it won't take a lot of the CEO's time to implement this successfully in their practice?
Well, I mean, I think that that's, Dr. Eric, I think that's one of the main attractive points for this community is the fact that this does not have to be owner run. And in fact, most of the time, it's not owner run. It is designated to a teammate. The teammate can train on it. The teammate can run it. And yes, the CEO or the individual that's above the business has an understanding of what's going on, but you don't have to master this. And truthfully, the person that's running this, Dr. Eric, doesn't have to have a mastery in functional medicine, whether they're new to functional medicine, experience in functional medicine, looking to build out a virtual presence and expand the service offering of the clinic or help more patients. We can train that person to be able to do that. So we have the clinical systems, the business systems, and the marketing system to be able to drive new patients through your door to help you help more patients.
That's huge because, like I said, a lot of CEOs don't have the time. You know, a lot of docs I talk to, they're interested in functional medicine. They think they know it helps a lot of people, but they're like, I'm not going to go back to school to get a functional medicine degree, right? I don't have the time or the desire to do that.
No, and the hard part is if you try and piecemeal it or salad bar it, Dr. Eric, it's one of those things that you just run into workflow nightmares, right? So you're carrying this massive amount of inventory. You're trying to figure out how you're going to workflow it into your interactions with patients when, again, we have limited time with patients as is. And now all of a sudden you're going to be pushing various sorts of inventory and figuring out what are the triggers to be able to push that inventory. We figured out those problems and we've created solutions around those problems so you guys don't have to. Again, you pay for time or you pay for speed. We want you to have all the time back in your day. We want you to have all of the speed it takes to get patients better and to have another revenue source in your clinic.
Great. And so if I were to like join as a doctor to work with you guys, like what does that look like? Like how, what is the process? Like, you know, functional medicine could be a lot of things, right? It can be lab tests, it can be, you know, supplements, it can be diet changes. Like what, how do you guys address like a full spectrum of different conditions or is it something you specialize in certain things?
Yeah, great question. So we take the most chronic conditions out there, thyroid and hormone imbalances, digestive issues, depression, mood disorders, weight loss resistance, autoimmune, fatigue, sleep issues, and we've created protocols around helping those. And so the way that this happens is that if you raise your hand and say, hey, I'm interested in simplified functional medicine, we set up a discovery call. We learn a little bit about you, your business, your wants, your needs, your goals. And from there, if it makes sense, then we hop on another quick call where we discuss the system. And so if the system makes sense to you and you onboard with us, it is a 5-step to 7-step onboarding process where we hold your hand or the designated teammate's hand, going through the members area, training through all of the resources that we have for you guys, and really making sure that you're set up and ready to go and you're ready to launch typically between 30 and 45 days after enrolling. So again, you don't have to master the system in order to run the system. We teach you the framework, we teach your teammate the framework, and then they run it and we are here to support them. So we have group coaching calls throughout the week. We have individual coaching calls. We have case study and design calls. We have marketing strategy calls. We have patient communication and training calls. So there's a lot of resources you have at your disposal to make sure that you guys get and feel comfortable to be able to help patients reach their desired outcome and make your clinic a lot more money.
Yeah, that's great. We love the idea of helping more people and you know, getting paid more as a result of that, right? It's a win-win for everybody. So when this, you know, when clients come in and start working with you, is there specific like conditions that you recommend starting to work with that are maybe a little simpler for a new office, or how do you guys handle that or recommend that?
Well, I mean, the beauty of it is that in any chiropractic clinic, 70% of your patients are going to have these type of conditions. I mean, there's 174 million people that have these sorts of common conditions that I outlined earlier. The good news is that the framework to treat the thyroid conditions is the same framework that it is to treat depression and same framework that it is to treat autoimmune and fatigue. It's not the same exact clinical protocol, but it's the same framework, right? And if you're running the system, because again, we're very much process driven, we're very much system driven. That's how you're going to scale any business. You run the system. And so if you run the system, you follow the framework, you will get the desired outcome and you won't create any distraction in your clinic. So to answer your question, the long and short of it is no, there's not one specific condition that we recommend that you go after first because it's easier, because the whole design is that it's simplified and that it's all easy.
That's great. And so I'm just thinking personally, like one of my fears, I'm sure a lot of your new clients' fears is that, you know, I got this chiropractic thing down really well, right? I've been doing it for 22 years. I can do it all without even thinking about it. But for something new like functional medicine, I'd be personally concerned. It's like, are they going to get results, right? I really am not an expert around this. Yeah, I can follow a system, but are they going to get really good results? Because I'm very confident in my ability to get results with chiropractic care. But my fear would be, can I do it with functional medicine? So how do you, what do you guys, I guess speak to your experience around that with new clients like myself that might be a little worried about that.
Yeah, great. I mean, it's just, it's a sheer volume, right? Sheer data aggregation of what we've done and the amount of patients that we've been able to help throughout the last several years of doing this and showing us the trends. And honestly, Dr. Eric, the program wasn't perfect when we rolled it out, and it's not perfect now. No program is perfect, but we're constantly reinvesting in infrastructure to make it better and to get even better outcomes. So it doesn't matter what program we go down. We are confident that based on the nature of our functional medicine protocols, our lifestyle protocols, the health and wellness protocols that are baked into the patient journey, you guys will be able to get optimal outcomes. And if you don't get optimal outcomes, let's say we get a patient 50, 60, 70% better, and there's still that remaining 30 or 40%, we have transitional programs that go on from there that address that. And so now all of a sudden you're taking this foundational program, you're having the patient go through, let's say 60, 90, or even 180 day program to get themselves better. Now all of a sudden we have the piece to wrap up the complexity that's on the very end of that. So to answer your question, I would say that it's more through experience, and we're putting together now data aggregation for research to show efficacy behind these protocols. And once that's there, then obviously you'll have the black and white blueprint for it.
Great. And for somebody like myself, that's a novice to this, I'm assuming it's pretty turnkey. Like you pretty much give everything from the beginning to the end, all the resources that our offices would need to implement this successfully.
Yeah. And we're consistently striving to do more, right? So we're giving you all the collateral, we're giving you marketing to drive new patients to the door. We're giving you everything you need from business support to clinical support to marketing support and much more. And so that's our goal, is to make this as turnkey as possible. And truthfully, we're new in the TRP community, even though we're all chiropractors, we're relatively new. We've been with you guys for about a year now. And so the clients that have come on board from TRP, I don't say this arrogantly, but you guys are good operators, because the framework that you guys teach them is such that they become good operators. So we pride ourselves on saying, hey, we are kind of similar to TRP just in our space of services, right? And so that being said, if you can operate well in the TRP platform, you operate well in our platform, and the clients that are coming over from you guys are just crushing it. They have part-time or full-time CAs or health coaches that are coming on and running the program for them, and they get to sit back and collect an extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in revenue that is, I don't want to say passive, but relatively passive for them. And they're able to help more patients get better outcomes. So it's a win-win-win across the board.
Love it, man. That's great. And you guys handle all the marketing too, correct? You'll show them how to do it, whether it's print or social media ads, like you'll help give them all those resources as well?
We'll do it for them. Yeah.
Oh, you actually do it for them. What does that look like?
To a certain degree, we have marketing baked into our platform. And so if you guys set up a discovery call, I'll show you exactly what that means and how we help to drive more new patients through your door through using our proprietary marketing systems.
Yeah, that's great. And we always talk about ROI in the remarkable practice, right? We want to do lots of things, but we want to make sure that we're getting an ROI for it. Because some people say things, well, that's expensive. And expensive is very, it's a vague term, right? If I spend, you know, $10,000 a month on marketing, that may sound expensive, but if it's getting me $30,000 or $40,000 in business, it's worth it every single time, right? So do you guys track, like as a client coming in, the typical ROI that they could expect to see by using your program?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if we're not getting you a 6 or 7 to 1 return on your investment, it doesn't make sense. And so a 7 to 1 is a couple clients every month are coming in and you're converting those clients. We're going to show you how to prospect in your office, survey appropriately. That's the gold that's underneath your feet, the ones that are already coming through your door. And then when there's new external clients coming through your door, turning over, so you're significantly profitable. So yes, I mean, we average anywhere between, let's say, $12,000 and $28,000 in revenue. And that is 10 times more, 20 times more than what you're paying every month for the subscription just to be a member with us. So yeah.
I love to see the ROIs there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the next step for our listeners to connect with you and learn more about how you guys can help them?
Yeah, great question. So www.simplifiedfunctionalmedicine.com. Please be advised, we're going through a website overhaul. The new one is coming out here in the next week or two. So depending on when you land on the site, you will get prompted, but there is simply a book a discovery call button there. You book a discovery call. That's no obligation. That's 15 minutes you get to spend on the phone with one of our teammates. And again, that's really about you to understand what it is you're looking for. And if it makes sense, then we take next steps and we go on from there. So it's really a non-assertive, non-obligatory call.
Just like anything else, we want to make sure it's a win-win, right? It's a win for the client and win for you guys, so you guys can work together to help more people.
Exactly right.
That's great, Jason. So thanks so much for taking your time. Thank you so much for being a remarkable success partner. Like I said, we couldn't do and have the impact we do with our clients if it wasn't for you guys helping support us and supporting all our remarkable CEOs so we can, you know, help more people, help more people. That's what we're here for. So thanks so much for being here today, Dr. Jason.
You're very welcome. You guys are just an incredible group. You know, it's not only the service that you guys offer, but just who you are as people is just, it's incredible. So keep doing what you guys are doing. So blessed to be a part of this and excited to help more doctors, help more patients.
Thanks, Doc. So again, to learn more about Simplified Functional Medicine, it's simplifiedfunctionalmedicine.com. Reach out. You can set up a discovery call and see if it's a good fit for you guys in your practice. So Remarkables, remember to tune in each week to our Remarkable CEO podcast. Everyone have a blessed day, and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast. Remember, what the world needs now is chiropractic, and what chiropractic needs now is more successful chiropractors. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, share with a friend, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with us personally, direct message us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Now go and be remarkable.